Welcome to the Listen to This podcast. This is Cliff and Sharon. Every week we share some of the most ridiculous, some of the funny, some of the emotional stories we covered on our radio show.
And so right now, here's five of the stories we covered. We hope you enjoy them.
The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never. Here it comes.
Number five.
Well, you know things have gone wrong in your life when even the animals turn against you, right?
Oh, this poor guy, 24-year-old guy named Samuel White, got pulled over in Texas the other week for speeding, and he knew the cops would find out he had a warrant, so he panicked, as you do in that situation, I suppose.
Bad
move. Oh, God, no. So he drove off. And everybody always thinks, I don't know why, especially when you're 24, you got, you know, bugger all driving experience. Why do you think you can outdrive the cops in that sort of situation?
Right?
What goes through your mind in that moment? You're just an idiot if you think that. But anyway, so he quickly crashed into another car. So he got out and ran, and he must have been in a bit of a rural area, I guess, because he laid down in a field. Down in the field and hope the cops won't be able to find me down here, all in the grass and the weeds and the ditch and everything like that. Except they did find him after a bunch of cows ratted him out.
I love this.
I know, I do too. When the cops got to the field, they noticed. They noticed all the cows were staring at the same spot. So they went, hello, hello, hello. And when they went over to the spot, that's where he was like huddled down in all the long grass. And now I know. Oh, my God. He should have kept moving.
Moving. I know where you're going.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Number four.
Well, listen, there's been so much tragedy this past week. I think it's really important to remember that there are still really, really good people in the world, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure. There's a woman in her 50s named Cindy March, and she lives in Farmingdale, New York, and she's disabled and she's in a wheelchair. And she was on a public bus on her way to physical therapy when the bus caught on fire. And can you imagine if you have that kind of a disability, like a mobility issue, and you can't move, how terrifying would it be? Because everybody else on the bus can kind of pile out or make their own way off the bus, and there you are.
It's a bit more
trapped.
Of a process.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like, oh my God, what's going to happen to me? Well, her wheelchair was strapped onto the floor, so she couldn't wheel herself off or anything, but then the bus driver risked his own life to save her. He's a guy named Jean Jun, and he realized the wheelchair lift on the bus had lost power, so he actually picked Cindy up, carried her off the bus, and they got off just a few moments before the entire bus was completely gone up in flames.
Wow.
And he has been honoured in a ceremony for his bravery. And we have Cindy here talking about being rescued.
They strapped the bottom half of the wheelchair onto the bus, onto the floor.
He picked me up out of my wheelchair. He carried me down the stairs and then ran with me across the lawn of the school, saving my life, saving me from becoming maimed. Unbelievable. You know, I'm a stranger to him. I'm not even an acquaintance. I'm a stranger to him, and he did this. Thank you. My family thanks you.
Aww.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
The other side of the news.
Number three.
Okay, as a parent, I got to be honest with you. I snoop. My wife snoops. We have access to my daughter's phone. We'll go in there and we'll kind of peruse just to see what kind of conversations are happening. Not in great detail, just an awareness, because mm-hmm. sometimes kids, she's 14, are not as open with what's going on, and you've got to kind of police things.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take on this. Sometimes, though, you have to temper your reactions based on what you find, or else you could be wrong.
You could be wrong. And you could be embarrassed.
Exactly. Which is what happened to this mother in Texas, right?
Oh, gosh. She's relieved, but she's also mightily embarrassed because her teenage daughter is not on drugs, so that's the good news. But the reason she's embarrassed is because mum found a bag in her daughter Ashley's dresser of what she thought were multicolored pills.
So that would have freaked.
Right, so she did. She freaked out and she started texting Ashley to say, listen, you're grounded, young lady. Come home immediately. We need to have a serious conversation about what I found in your room. So Ashley says, Mum, You know how kids, she probably did the whole roll and everything, right? Mum, put the pills in water and just have a look at what happens. So Mum put the drugs, these colourful pill things, in a glass of water and discovered they were actually magic grow capsules that turn into little dinosaurs. And so she's like, oh. And so Ashley, being, you know, the teenager that she is, has posted all of this over social media just to really get Mum back and everything. Yeah. But gosh, you know, Mum's going to be a bit horrified to find out that that's not a foot massage either. But I will tell you, years ago, my mum, when Tic Tacs came out in Australia, my parents separated and divorced when I was 13. And I guess when I was maybe a little bit older than that, she started dating again. And this guy had Tic Tacs. And I don't know if Tic Tacs were pretty new in Australia then or not, but my mum had never seen them. And she was convinced that they were a drug because she said, what candy is so small and so like shaped like that? That's not candy. Get that. I'm not taking drugs. And she just like freaked out over it. And he's like, just smell it. It's mint. And so she was convinced. But oh, my God, Tic Tacs were suddenly drugs to my mum.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Improving your water cooler chat.
Number two.
Okay, tell me if this makes me a bad partner.
Well, I hate it when you start like this. Anytime you start with that, you lead with that, you know you already know your thought processes are heading down a wrong path. Otherwise, you wouldn't even frame it up that way.
I know, but you're the little conscious voice in my head that I can relate to when it comes to matters of the heart.
This is a big responsibility you're giving me, honestly.
Look, it's Father's Day this weekend.
Right.
In my home, we have an older flat-screen TV, which is working fine, but, you know, I was at the electronics store, and they have a great sale on, so I'm thinking, should I buy the flat-screen and
But there's nothing wrong with the one you've got.
But this is so much newer and brighter, and the picture is 4K. I mean, it's just such a great price. And here's the thing. Should I do it and not tell my wife, Lisa?
No. What are you thinking? Although it is Father's Day on Sunday.
It's Father's Day. See, that's my default. I think I can get away with it because it's Father's Day.
I think you'd be better off saying to Lisa, hey, listen, sweetheart, you know how it's Father's Day on Sunday, and while I'm not officially your father, I'm your husband. If you did want to get me something, let me steer you in this direction. I think you'd be better off doing that. But hey, don't take, because I can tell that you're not buying that.
I don't want your answer. I need somebody else.
Ask Siri. Go on. Okay. Go on, ask her.
Siri, should I get a new flat screen after work today and not tell my wife, Lisa?
Ha. If you are going to randomly buy a new flat screen TV for your house today, you might want to give your wife a heads up about the purchase because. That your wife won't appreciate the new TV, but it is just a good idea to run all impulse buy upgrades by your significant other because you really don't want to get into a battle buying random things for your house with your wife, or you will end up trying to outdo each other and making your house look like a famous rapper owns it on an episode of MTV Cribs.
Have you guys been talking? All right.
That's awesome.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Now, pay close attention.
Number one.
Okay, look, we're inundated with all kinds of information about eating healthy, eating right, supersizing's not good for us. America's obesity level is at an all-time high. Let's be honest. And we want to protect our kids. We want to protect our health. I mean, look at it. Sharon and I. We try to stay relatively healthy. If it weren't for the wine, I think we could probably
probably be there. Yeah.
We could probably run a marathon.
Oh, my God.
But listen.
God.
It's not our fault.
It's not. It's not our fault. It's the fault of food. If food weren't so jolly delicious and so tempting, right? We as a nation would be in much better shape. And so Morgan Freeman is here to apologize on behalf of food, because nobody can deliver an apology quite like Morgan Freeman.
Hello, I am food. Delicious, savory food. I'd like to sincerely apologize for causing America's obesity epidemic. It's not your fault you're fat. It's my fault for becoming far too irresistible. Back in the day, a cheeseburger was just a thin gray patty with yellow cheese and maybe a little ketchup. But now, I'm a half-pound, hand-formed ground sirloin topped with caramelized onions, sautéed mushrooms, crumbled blue cheese, applewood smoked bacon, garlic aioli, chipotle mayo, heirloom tomatoes, and summer crisp lettuce, served on a toasted brioche roll. Mm-hmm. Seems I've gotten a little too full of myself. And I'm sorry that you have, too. Apologetically yours, Food.
Oh, kind of made me a bit hungry, actually.
I don't think I did. Me too. I felt grumbling.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.